Welcome back in. It is time for Inside Sports Medicine here on Fox Sports Rapid City. Inside Sports Medicine brought to you each week by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. They're proud to support all of our area athletes. As a matter of fact, you'll see the experts from Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center out at various sporting events in Rapid City and the Black Hills, taking care of our athletes. They also take care of you. And what I mean by you is don't let an injury keep you from doing the things you love, whatever stage of life you're in. You just want to continue your active lifestyle. Don't be slowed down. See the experts at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. They'll help you stay in the game. To learn more, go online at bhosc.com, bhosc.com. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center orthopedic surgeon Steve Giuseppe back on the Nate Brown Show, courtesy of the First Interstate Bank Sports Line. Steve, it's good to get you on. How are you?
Doing great, Nate. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to be back on.
Well, how about this? The Olympics are coming up. We all know that. Very exciting, coming up in February from South Korea. And there's an athlete out there, as you and I talked. Boy, she's had her share. She's no stranger to injuries, crashes. It's a dangerous deal, the downhill skiing. Lindsey Vonn, going to make her big comeback here, and she's had an unbelievable history. There's no doubt. That sport, man, I just wonder from your perspective, that has to be one of the most dangerous sports out there when I look at just her history of injuries.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, it's interesting. You know, look at the stats. So Lindsey Vonn, you know, mostly a downhill skier. So, you know, they're hurtling their body down the mountain, 85 to 90 miles an hour. Most of the tracks are pretty icy. They actually want them icy because they're a little bit faster. And she in particular, you know, she is one that really pushes the envelope. So it's fun to watch, and I think that's part of the reason why she's had so much success. You know, she's the most decorated alpine female skier in World Cup history, won an Olympic title back in 2010 in the downhill, and she really pushes things. But unfortunately, you know, when you're going 85, 90 miles an hour downhill on some icy slope, a pretty small error can be pretty disastrous. And she's had a couple of those, like you said, been airlifted off several mountains, you know, had back issues. She tore her ACL a couple times, ultimately had surgery for it, had various other injuries as well.
Let me bring this home a little bit. We obviously have a lot of skiers, snowboarders around here. Before we get back to Lindsey Vonn, I want to ask you, you see some injuries when it comes to this? You guys treat injuries from...
Yeah. Unfortunately, more than we'd like. You know, I think the big issue is, you know, some of the slopes, you know, when we get some snow, a lot of people, or it's a holiday weekend, a lot of people will get up there and it can get crowded. Conditions can get icy. You know, most of us around here aren't skiing 5 days out a week like, you know, some of these Olympic athletes are. So maybe we're a little bit out of shape, or maybe we're not quite as good of skiers as we think we are. And, you know, it's fun to go off jumps and stuff like that. So we see our fair share of injuries as well, yeah. But that, you know, nowadays that kids are wearing helmets and stuff, at least that the head injury stuff seems to be a little bit better.
This is Steve Giuseppe. Dr. Giuseppe is at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, an orthopedic surgeon. I want to talk about Lindsey Vonn here because you said it, a couple of, you know, torn ACL, broken arm, which required surgery as well. I want to ask you, she's coming back to the Olympics now. She missed last time. She missed. She just couldn't quite make her way back. How tough do you think it is? You've repaired ACLs. You've done this work. How tough do you think it is for her to be back at this high a level at the Olympics here next month?
Well, I think it's just a huge, huge deal, and I think it's a real testament to her determination and perseverance. Yeah, I mean, she tried to rehab her ACL without surgery, and ultimately just had to say that she couldn't compete and had to have ACL reconstruction, you know, just around the time of Sochi, and had to miss the games. And then just about a year later, she was back skiing in the World Cup and winning a bronze in the Super G. And then just this last year, she won a bronze in the World Cup downhill. I think it's just a real testament to her character and work ethic. And, you know, I've seen pictures of her on the squat rack and stuff. And I think she would put most of us guys to shame pretty impressively in terms of their leg strength and balance and just their year-long conditioning. So impressive person, impressive athlete, and fun to see her back skiing.
Obviously, she's qualified now to make the Olympics. She's going to try and obviously win gold. But I want to know, just from your perspective, do injuries like this stack up? Do they stack up?
Well, I would think that in her case, I would think that they probably would, you know, both physically as well as, you know, emotionally, psychologically. When you're standing on the top of that mountain and hurtling yourself down a mountain, it's probably tough to get out of your mind those times. But, you know, last time I was here, a helicopter evacuated me from the mountain and stuff. But, you know, again, she's made an amazing recovery, and this is a sport where, you know, milliseconds count, and she's been able to get back. I think, you know, probably 10 or 15 years down the line when she's retired, she'll probably have some more aches and pains than most other people that haven't been through what she's been through. But she has been able to persevere and somehow push past that. I think that's probably just a testament to her training. And then she just must really be mentally tough as well.
Yeah, amazing story. Lindsey Vonn coming back for the Olympics after she knee fracture, torn ACL, broken arm. I mean, the list goes on. She's had her history, no doubt. Lindsey Vonn back downhill skiing coming up. We look forward to the Olympics coming up in February. I want to ask you, Dr. Giuseppe, I think you're an outdoors guy. Are you a skier?
Yeah, I actually love to ski. Yeah, my family and I are hoping to head up to Terry this weekend and then I get a trip to Montana the following month. Yeah, I love to ski.
All right.
I don't ski the same way that Lindsey Vonn does, though.
I was going to say, who's better? Okay, I don't want to put you on the spot.
No contest there.
Well, you guys do an outstanding job. By the way, I know it's that time of year. Ski injuries, snowboard injuries, they happen. Dr. Steve Giuseppe's at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, an orthopedic surgeon with Inside Sports Medicine today. Great to have you on. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks so much, Nate.
All right, appreciate it. Good, interesting discussion there, interesting perspective. Lindsey Vonn, big name when it comes to the Olympics. She's back at it. Discussion with Dr. Steve Giuseppe, local expert here, orthopedic surgeon at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Again, for more information, they'll help you stay in the game, specializing in what moves you. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center online at bhosc.com. The experts that have been here since 1976 taking care of patients like you and me in the Black Hills for over 40 years.